Oh shit, we're live. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley. How am I supposed to use this in a New York City apartment? Anyway, hi, Chemda.
Hi. Hello. For those who don't know, Keith bought himself what he seems to be calling a sex robot. And nobody knows what you're doing. That could be a food processor, that sound. I think it's all in your head.
What am I processing, though? At 11:30 p.m., on and off, on and off, on, off.
I'm telling you, pesto, you got to like pulse sometimes, you got to keep it on sometimes, depending. Are you putting the olive oil in? Did you put the pine nuts in? No one's thinking about you. That's New York City. That is the great New York City.
So what you're thinking is, I need to give my neighbors pesto.
Yes, and then that's my point. Yes.
I'll just assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think you can try murdering someone in your apartment and seeing if your neighbors are concerned.
Yeah, I don't like this thing at all. I did cut a bigger hole in the front in case anybody finds it, but this is a weird thing, this dick sleeve. I think the toys are just supposed to be for women. I don't know if they're really supposed to be for men, because this is not convenient at all.
I mean, I can only speak to the parts that I have, and they're wonderful, but I don't know. I don't really know a lot of dudes who use stuff, so I think that's on you to start asking guys.
But we talked about this first in your VIP show, Diamond Dogs, and I put up the poll, do you use sex toys? 75% of the audience said yes.
Okay.
75%.
Yeah, and I think we have a mix of bits, you know? I think we got 50% this bit and 50% that bit.
You know what would be a funny profile picture for an avatar, maybe even for a dating site? I put on the VR goggles, and I have the VR handles in my hand, and I have the dick thermos on my cock, and I have a joint coming out of my mouth.
And then you write, you here.
Right. This all could be you.
This could be you. Yep. You know what? I don't know how you did well on those apps when you were on them, because you have the worst ideas.
I heard they're coming out with, so in VR, when you play shooting games, they're going to come out with a chest that you wear with like electrodes on it. So like you get shocked during a game.
Oh, wow.
But you know, people are just going to put those electrodes on their dick and keep shooting themselves, right?
Or on their nipples, I guess. I mean, yeah, everyone does weird shit with everything. There's somebody using a food processor.
Do you know what
I don't know how.
Do you know what the first fax, like fax machine, you know what the first fax ever sent was? Dick and balls.
I would have guessed butt. So
this technology.
Thank you.
I got a letter here from Mark. Mark has written in before. Nice guy. I feel like I recognize the name. Here's what the email says. The subject is Avocado, Colorado.
Okay.
I don't really get it based on the letter. I know it has nothing to do with the attack today. This was written on the 15th. But it seems like bad timing. I'm a little in shock, or maybe a lot, I don't know. I just saw the video of the shooting, and then I saw the show title, and I don't know. I'm making connections in my mind that don't need to be there. So I guess this would have happened Saturday when we did our show, the title being No One Here Gets Out Alive. Would you ever consider changing the title of the episode? I'm just thinking out loud, but someone might take it the wrong way, you know?
What is this, a joke?
So he saw.
Hold on. So on Saturday, we put out a show entitled No One Gets Out Alive.
Yes.
On Sunday, there was a mass shooter in New York.
This was in Buffalo, New York. I assume that's what he's talking about, because that's in all my newspapers today. It's been on all weekend. It's been
on Sunday.
That happened on Friday, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. To New York, to my state. I see. But. What? Change the title?
Would you ever consider changing the title? Blah, blah, blah. I know it seems nothing to do with an attack today, but it seems like bad timing. I'm a little in shock, or maybe, I don't know. I just saw the video of the shooting. Then don't watch the video of the shooting. And then I saw the show title.
You watched it, didn't you, Keith?
No. I'm sorry, but these are starting to bore me.
I was too nervous. You know what's weird?
People getting shot. I've seen it.
I don't think I have. But what's weird is that I always want to click on it, and I just know it'll stay too much in my brain. But I hate that as a human being, I'm curious about it. That's so bizarre to have in your head.
I wrote back. Tell me what you think. We didn't talk about the shooting, and no one here gets out alive as a coincidence, as there's mass shootings every day. Should a bookstore have to hide the Jim Morrison biography? Has the same title. And then do we change old titles that refer to death because we never know when someone's listening? And if the timing matches like this recent episode and people ask if they're missing something because the title changed, do we bring up another mass shooting? We'd have to start calling every show, "I'm sorry for your loss." That's funny. Thanks, Keith. P.S. Stop watching these videos.
Can we call this show "Sorry for Your Loss"?
I'd like to call this show "The Nicest Title Ever."
Oh, yeah. And then you click on it and you're surprised.
He said
rainbows and butterflies.
He said, "My curiosity got the better of me, and I know you won't change it, but I had to ask. Be safe."
Right. Will that make it better?
Will what make it better?
If I change the title? Yeah.
It would just be weird. It would just be weird. And, you know, again, it's us being so approachable, quite frankly, right? Your congressman, look into gun control positions of where you live. What am I going to do? No one here gets out alive is too much. It's going to throw somebody over the edge. It either threw you over the edge and you're not admitting it, you know, because just in case someone else gets triggered, they'll be fine. If the newspaper and video and TV isn't throwing them, my show title isn't.
Well, you know, what's funny is this is a person who the mass shooter didn't even throw him. You clicked on that link, but you're not going to click on a podcast that says nobody gets out alive. That video literally says 10 to 12 people will not get out of here alive, and you clicked on it.
Right.
So our words of no one gets out alive, are we going to describe everybody dying?
Right. The video didn't even intrigue me, and I don't mind people seeing these videos. I get it. I don't think you're a sick person to do it. It's happening in your world. I just get bored by it. It's 19 weeks into the new year, Kemda, into 2022. Guess how many mass shootings we've had?
What's 19 times 7? That many?
More than that. 198 mass shootings. What am I going to do? I'd have to change every single title.
What are they considering a mass shooting? It's a weird question, but...
Shooting masses.
Like multiples. Okay.
So it's interesting to me, the ones that take. This latest story was in Buffalo, New York.
By the way, can you hit reply on that email and ask him for alternative titles? Maybe they're better than ours.
That's the thing. You have to get... Don't just say, "I don't like this." You have to offer a suggestion.
Yeah.
I keep negating my partner's every idea. I'm just an asshole. I got to come up with an idea of my own.
That being said, please no.
A heavily armed white teenager clad in military-style tactical gear slaughtered 10 people on Saturday, in a racially motivated mass shooting. He also live-streamed it on Twitch.
Yeah, I know.
That's how this guy saw it.
That's extra rude because I don't know what I'm clicking on at that point. That's
right.
Crazy.
The shooter, identified by law enforcement as Peyton Gendron, 18, drove about 3 hours away in upstate Colquhoun to the Tops Friendly Market on Jefferson Avenue in a predominantly black neighborhood. This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated, says the sheriff. And it was. He's a white supremacist. His earlier posts are very, very clear about it.
And also, he had a manifesto, and he's still alive.
Right. Yes. He had the N-word scrawled in white paint on one of his weapons, opened fire in the parking lot at first, killing 3 people, wounding a 4th, and went inside and killed more people to total 10 dead. He went inside. He encountered the security guard, a former Buffalo cop, who tried to stop him. But the cop's gun bullets didn't go through the kid's armor. The kid's armor's bullets did. AK-47 type. Or AK-15. Whatever the fuck. Who gives a shit?
So he's being shot at and he keeps going?
AR-15 is what I meant. But whatever. They're all the same fucking thing. And I know this is like a knockoff. But it's all the guns. What are you doing? Hunting rabbits? What was that, Hendasar?
He got actually shot at and kept going?
Yeah. Yeah, he had tactical gear on. The bullet couldn't pierce the attacker's body armor. Then the kid opened fire and killed him. Buffalo cops confronted the shooter, who at one point put his gun to his own neck before authorities were able to talk him into surrendering, and then he calmly dropped his stuff and took off his gear.
Shocking.
And he pleaded not guilty. First of all, thank you. Good. Do that. make it as worse as possible for yourself. Before and after said, let me be clear, I'm not crazy. I deliberately went to a place filled with black people, three hours away from my house, and I was going after black people. Maybe the N-word on my gun kind of gave it away.
Wait a minute. How is he not guilty and he's sane and deliberately went to go kill black people? How are those two things?
Well, you can say whatever you want. You can say you're guilty or not guilty. That's your choice.
So I'm not guilty, but also, yes, I went to go kill black people.
Yes.
And I did.
Right.
But I'm not guilty.
Right.
These are very smart white supremacists.
Let's see here. Court-appointed lawyer, of course.
You would think, and I'm sorry, you would think that the leader of your clan would chip in.
Right. Do gun supporters open the paper every day and go, oh, fuck, this isn't going to help? This is about 2:30 p.m., by the way.
No, I don't think they do that. I think they go, well, we have to have guns. And if everybody else in that place had guns, this guy would be taken down like you wanted.
The gunman was live streaming the shooting. He was all dressed in, you know, camouflage, of course. Remember, you would see, I'd see people in camouflage walk into a store. I'm like, oh, he's a fucking hero, you know. Do I say thank you? Anyway, it's good that you're here. I feel safer. Now I see people in camouflage. I'm like, oh, fuck. I cross the street, I see camouflage. And I was trained so I can see it. You're probably like, Keith, how can you see it? They're invisible.
According to the army taught you how to see camouflage in concrete jungles?
Yeah, you just got to focus and it's a whole thing.
Oh, no, they were upstate, so it's not city. Here, we're in a concrete jungle. Maybe upstate he blended.
Yeah, into that parking lot. According to the Buffalo News, the teen threatened his fellow high school students in June of 2021. Sure. But what are you going to do? You know, you talk to one of those therapists. Are you doing all right? Like, yeah, it's just fucking around. Okay, you're free to go. I have a little bit of knowledge about healthcare in America when it comes to mental health. And, you know, they don't give a fuck.
Ooh-ha.
A school official had reported that the kid made statements indicating that he wanted to do a shooting either at a graduation ceremony or sometime after.
So he's early.
He went to counseling, whatever that means, and they said, you good? He said, yeah, just fucking around. They said, okay. A manager at the Buffalo supermarket where the attacker killed 10 people on Saturday says he saw him pretending to be homeless the day before the massacre.
Mm.
He was acting like he was homeless and needed change, so he was doing some kind of reconnaissance, is what it means.
Very strange way to do that.
Right, right. And by the way,
why can't you just go food shopping?
Reconnaissance, right. maybe like they'll give a second chance. Like if I make $100 today, you guys all get a second chance. I see.
Well, that the Lord works in mysterious ways. So thank you.
I get nervous with panhandlers because you don't know if you're going to get stabbed all of a sudden. And I every time I'm asked, do you have change? I make my so be so big. I don't. I am so sorry. I stare them in the eye until they leave me. I'm like, I am so sorry. I don't have anything. I'm so sorry. They tell me it's okay. And then I'm like, all right, good. That's how I deal with all of them.
I always want to be like recently in the last 2 years, obviously I don't like anyone getting close to me because of COVID. And I always want to be like, dude, COVID. But maybe right. They have other issues.
Another rifle and a shotgun not used in the attack were found in his car. You know, in case you get in, you shoot people up and somehow you can get out. You can go to another store. You can go back in.
I know you said what kind of gun, but I don't really understand guns.
It was something like an AR-15.
Is that an automatic where it keeps
shooting? Yes, yes.
So he's spraying bullets?
Yeah. Semi-automatic, but yeah. Yeah. They're screaming at the cops were screaming at him and he calmly takes off his gear and body armor because he had so much shit on him, says a witness. She saw the rampage begin and end, quote, within a few minutes. What are these guns for? They're not for deer hunting. Imagine you're so he shoots a deer at the AR-15. You're at their house eating a deer. Kind of chewy. Ting, ting. You're just spitting out bullets. The victims range in age from 20 to 86.
86?
Hello. Jay Coley says, I'm sick because I shop at that supermarket. It's located in a lower-income black neighborhood in Buffalo. This terrorist sought out black people to kill, literally came to the hood to kill us, and live-streamed it all. I was never diagnosed, the kid wrote in the past, with a mental disability or disorder. I believe to be perfectly sane.
Now, I, you know, like you, I'm glad he said that, but how could you be sane doing that?
Right.
I mean, I think everybody who kills, and especially like this, it's so mass. It's so massive. How are you sane?
He was recording with a camera that was attached to his helmet, so he had his hands free. A Twitch spokesperson told the Post that it has a zero tolerance policy against violence.
My God. Oh, Twitch. I mean, granted, what are you going to say, Twitch? But I don't think you have a zero tolerance, because I just watched some video of some tolerance.
Facebook has a 12% tolerance.
Right. What other level of tolerance would you have for mass shootings being streamlined on your platform? We get it. He took you by surprise, too. You know, like, I'm sure Twitch turned it off as soon as they could, but
it took about 2 minutes, two literal minutes. And then
shootouts in the movies are like these drawn out and, you know, extensive things. But shootings always take seconds to like a minute or something. Right. Like I read about it where it seems like we are all like, and then you're ducking and then you're shooting. It's just pow, 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 and then everyone stops. It's so much faster than we know.
The Buffalo Police Department sent a chaplain to the scene to comfort mourners.
I get that.
I guess if you need it, that would just bother me, coming in with a robe. Hello? Like, oh, yeah, thanks. Just in time. Can you throw some magic water around or something? Because this is tense.
I get that. But that is who people confide in, and that is who they need at the moment.
I guess so. Let's see here. He had a 180-page diatribe that you're talking about. He was radical.
That cannot be good. I mean, other than like it gives you.
But ratings hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Even when you want to rate fun shit.
Exactly. Like this is.
That means you're a psychopath. You sat down and wrote 180 pages. You're a psychopath. Stephen King doesn't sit down and write 180 pages.
He has 18 years. You start writing at 5.
I'm going to guess this was over a weekend. That's what I'm going to guess.
Remember that other manifesto that we read? And it had lyrics from Guns N' Roses or some shit. Manifestos are crazy. And you know what? We need to call them something other than manifestos, because that sounds good. That sounds like you took the time and you thought some shit out. This is, I assume, a garbage pile. Do we have any excerpts?
I didn't bother with that, but I do have some things that he said in it. So I guess the answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. I was wondering if my math was wrong or your math was wrong. I waited.
180 pages. He says he was radicalized on the internet while he was bored during the early days of the pandemic.
It only took you 2 years to get here. Ooh, do we have a BetterHelp ad today? Fuck.
Well, this is what's going on with hate on the internet. He says he was radicalized, that's funny, he uses that word, on the internet while he was bored during the early days of the pandemic, not by any people he met personally. He's very clear.
Wow, it's interesting that he's using this terminology.
Yeah. The self-described white supremacist and anti-Semite came to see...
Do you have to say both white supremacist and anti-Semite?
I think you have to be clear, because I do think my dad is racist.
Because some KKK members enjoy the Jews?
Right, but my dad...
White supremacist, I get it. KKK, okay. White supremacist is just white. They have to make clear that it's not just race, it's also this religion. I get it. I'm sorry. I think white supremacist, I think KKK, I think like this encompasses everything, but there are white supremacists that just do skin color, I guess. I don't know. Why am I... Who gives a shit? Say both. Say all three. What were you going to say about your dad?
Don't be redundant, Your Honor.
Speaking of KKK, what about your dad?
Well, I was talking to a sibling of mine recently, and I'm like, about dad being anti-Semitic. And it's like, no, I think he's just, he doesn't like all races. I'm like, yeah, but there's something specific about Jews that I caught, not something specific about Asians. So while I do think he looks at black people weird if they come into our small town, and he looks at Jews weird. So, you put a little extra to the anti-Jew stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I have a feeling he would look funny at Asians. He just never got a chance to look at them.
That's true. Let's see. Described white supremacist and anti-Semitic. Came to... Oh, so he found out that the white people are having low birth rates and that he's going to be... He might become a minority.
What kind of math is that? Oh, it's radical math. He even used that word. Right. It's ridiculous. What?
There's a crisis that will eliminate that will ultimately result in the complete racial and cultural replacement of the European people.
Does that mean he's pro-abortion?
He mentioned other radically motivated killings and said he mostly agreed with the person that killed 51 people attending a New Zealand mosque in March of 2019. But there were some things I didn't agree with. What? He said he started planning the attack in January and chose the top supermarket in Buffalo because it, quote, had the highest black population percentage by zip code and it wasn't far away from my home. A section of the manifesto details his step-by-step plans for the day, including the corned beef hash that he would eat for breakfast, how he would drive to Buffalo and scout out the supermarket, the way he would wear his body armor and carry his gun, and how he would post a live stream online. Well, a little bit of
intent. But he's innocent. But he said he's innocent.
Not guilty. Oh. Using all weapons I have available to me to shoot at nearby blacks. He uses almost 100 pages to describe the guns, body armor, gear, and clothing choices.
Oh, you cheated.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
The manifesto includes photos of a sketch comedian named Sam Hyde holding a gun. Well, that's got to be exciting for Sam Hyde.
Oh, who is this Sam Hyde person? Poor guy. Unless he's a one.
Easy, you know, easy.
Yeah.
I Googled it, and he loves public pranks and internet hoaxes, so okay.
Okay, that's not a mass shooting, Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was saying everybody needs arrested now. I'm just saying I'm not inviting Sam to my house.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, but that's all.
What did Sam Hyde do? Like, seriously.
I don't know. I just Googled it, and he likes to do, I don't know. He does shocking pranks. I don't know. Google it. I don't fucking know. I don't even care. He upsets me. I see here he has online notoriety for vocal advocacy of far-right interests. Now, I don't know what that means, but that usually means murder. Far-left interests, that means I want to marry my couch. That's the difference there. But again, I don't know this guy, Sam. I'm sure he's wonderful. I don't need to know. Rod pointed out that Tucker Carlson is suing the shooter for copyright infringement. That's interesting. But I don't know. Why are white people so afraid of being the minority? That's interesting. Alex Blagg wrote, "It's wild that Comedy Central lawyers once told me we couldn't show a prop tab of LSD in a sketch, but you could just go on TV every night of the week and do white supremacist theories if you want." Yeah, of course. Of course. Neither here nor there, I'm reading that R. Kelly, in prison, of course, is close friends now, prison pals, with Frank James, the New York City transit, the subway shooter. They're getting along. The subway shooter and R. Kelly are good buds in jail.
What does that mean?
It means they're pals. It means they talk, they laugh, they have a good time, you know. Both get along. They actually sit together. They eat together. They talk about TV shows. They go out to rec together. They're buds. James has his own bunkmate. Kelly has his own room. Kelly also sings alone in his cell, loud enough for other inmates to hear. "Now I'm in jail, and I'm getting some coffee. Real talk!" And they're like, "No, sing, motherfucker! I believe I can..." There you go. There you go. Kelly was convicted after a six-week trial in Brooklyn Federal Court in 2021 of running a decades-long sex abuse operation. Kelly targeted boys, young men, girls, and young women. He faces life in prison June 15th. So that's the update there.
Oof. Wow, I didn't know they caught him for all of that. I'm very nervous to watch that miniseries about him. The same that I was very nervous to watch the miniseries about Michael Jackson.
Right.
I mean, I understand... They did terrible, horrible people, horrible things to underage people. And I don't know how to watch the series, but I should, right?
Why?
I don't know. Do you think that stuff is important? Do you think it's important that I know the details, that I hear from the people that got affected?
No, only if you don't know. What, spiritually, the family will feel better?
No, I don't know. Like, it in a way, it makes me less ignorant or something.
Who cares? So what, unless you think you're going to be tricked by somebody going, do you really know all the facts?
Right.
Like, it's important to me that I know about Michael Jackson because people still defend them, people that I know. And it's like, okay. Otherwise, that could confuse me. And I just like knowing, you know. But for me, I won't watch an R. Kelly thing until we find out what happened, until it has an ending of sorts. Hmm. So it's going to be at least till June 12th or whatever date that was. June 15th.
June 15th. Oh, that's Newsy's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Newsy. Birthday. Now we'll remember.
And I need the whole story. Yeah. And I don't, miniseries, get out of here. Hour and a half, you can tell me the whole story of this fucking pervert.
Okay,
me.
So for example.
But I'm glad it came out because I do think it affected his case.
And based on what you just said, if you go Michael Jackson and I go, no, thank you, and you're on that side, you wouldn't go, well, are you sure? Do you know all the facts?
Right.
Is that so? It's good enough for me to go, I trust the people who watched it to tell me it worked out where I'm right. He's not good in this way. I don't have to watch it.
Even though everybody knows enough about him, I think. Well, anyway, you specifically, Kenda, you know enough about Michael Jackson. When you hear the fucking kids and whine and locked doors and buzzers that go off if somebody gets close to a locked door that they wouldn't even know about, right there, you're fucking guilty. Right there is plenty for me. So, you know, so good. I know that.
And I'm curious how people think about this. Like, I can't tell if I'm supposed to watch it. If people think it's important for me to watch the detailed aspects of it so that I could be less ignorant of it.
Do you believe he's guilty? R. Kelly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Both of them. Yes. Okay, and Cosby. Who else? Who else you got?
Right.
Yes.
Weinstein.
Yes.
Okay. Then you're set.
Yeah.
That's all. You have to watch it if you're confused. You have to watch it if you think, there's things on each side that we don't really know about.
I haven't heard anything on the other side. I haven't heard anything. Right. Even when people try to defend it, I'm like, this doesn't even sound like a defense.
Right.
I'd be great on the
stand.
The jury, though. Yeah. The jury, I'd be like, okay, I'm listening, but that doesn't sound like a defense.
Right. But they would.
The defense always seems like, well, everyone's after this person. He's, you know, a giant personality. Yeah. He's rich. He's, you know, it would benefit them. And that is never a defense because I never see it as a benefit. I never see it. Even if that is your idea, like, hey, let's just say that he touched my kid. Let's say that's your idea. I don't see the benefit.
You think Michael Keaton's shaking in his boots? They can come after anybody.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Not like that. And specifically not with children like that.
Right. People don't like to come out, period, because they know what's going to, the hassle. They're just going to make, whatever. You get it. All right. Kenda's right. Better help. Here you go. Life is overwhelming. I mean, my God, people are getting set off over podcast titles they didn't hear yet.
Right. Right. Know your triggers.
Many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include a lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, attachment, fatigue. I mean, there's a million things, right? BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's so much
Here's
more...
Here's a question. Yeah. Here's a question that I think you can ask yourself to see if you need therapy. I'm going to ask you, how are you? If your answer is, okay, that's not an answer. If you can't find a feeling there, if it's happy, if it's good, if you can't honestly go like, I'm happy, and it's like, are you happy all the time? Because that's psychotic. Like, answering how are you, can you express a range of emotions that you've been going through? If not, if you don't know your emotions, you don't know that you're reacting to them, and you don't know that you're reacting to like this poison that's happening to you.
Keith and the Girl listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/KTG. That's betterhelp.com/KATG. We both use it. All right.
Now also, and I'm not even kidding, if you have a lot of thoughts of running away, suicide, punching people, if you are getting angry at like the tip of any kind of emotion that you have, that is a sign. If you're not an angry person and you're having outbursts, that's a sign. If you can't control your emotions, that's a sign. If you're crying out of nowhere, that's a sign.
Oh boy. Everybody's falling apart here. Here I'm reading a story. An Upper West Side woman says her friend was traumatized recently when he was interrupted midstream in a men's bathroom in Central Park by a parade of females who opted not to use the fully functional, this is in quotes, woman's restroom.
Wait, what? Someone was traumatized by...
So a guy was in a bathroom. So a woman is telling the story about her friend.
Okay.
The friend is male, was in a bathroom. He's taking a piss. He can't believe women are coming in to use the bathroom because of long lines or whatever else is going on in that bathroom.
Did this make it into the newspaper?
This made it into the newspaper.
This man's trauma made it into the newspaper, everybody. Is everybody listening? This man went through a whole lot.
Let's see. It's a Manhattan filmmaker, Marianne Hedinger, wrote on Nextdoor with a photo. I don't know a photo of what. I counted at least 8 women who did not know each other go into the men's room with the men who did not say anything. My friend came out and was quite disturbed since women had come in as he was relieving himself. What is going on? Let me tell you something about these New York City public bathrooms, okay? The bathrooms have some guys shooting up in the corner while he's taking a dump. I'm trying to work around them. It could use a little perfume. First of all, who gives a fuck? There's a woman in here. Let me guess. If I ask to bang you, I'm the bad guy.
Excuse me, but I have my dick out only for the men in here. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I have some
privacy so just the men could look at my dick? As if that's what I'm coming in there for. I just need to see what your dick looks like while it pees. It's so attractive to me.
What's what I say about Marcus, this guy I grew up with in high school? And it bothers me because we are such best friends. Now he's a right-wing weirdo I see on Facebook. But he's like, oh, so you're telling me, you guys might have heard me say this before, you're telling me I could just go in a woman's bathroom? I could say I'm a woman, go in a woman's bathroom and it's that easy? Yes, Marcus. All you have to do is tell your boss that you're a woman. Tell your coworkers that you're a woman. Everybody you work with that you're a woman. Just got to do that. Then you could go into the woman's bathroom and smell those glorious dumps. What do you think's going on there? What do you think's happening in there?
We don't want you guys to know. It's so good. It's so fucking good. That's why there's a line. Why do you think there's a line to the woman's bathroom? They're giving out money in there. You want to come in there. Oh, you fucking wish. I would transition if I wasn't female just for the bathrooms.
Speaking of psychopaths, I'm watching Meltdown. I finished it. Meltdown 3 Mile Island, it's called. It's on Netflix. It's about 3 Mile Island was a place in Pennsylvania. I didn't really know about it. I grew up on the southwest of Pennsylvania, so it's like 5 or 6 hours away, this place, I think. Anyway, it was a nuclear reactor site. It had 4 nuclear reactors. At least that's what it looks like from pictures. Not that I understand how this works. And one of them had radiation leaking out. And
now, you didn't know this as a kid?
I didn't, but I was 4 years old. It was 1979.
And there's not like a, hey, we live in Pennsylvania, this thing happened. Not that.
I don't think so. Like, when would they do it, right? You guys are 16 now. You're old enough to know.
Just checking, like, you know, that has an effect, you know, for years on a state, I guess. But why did you watch this? Because it was in Pennsylvania?
Because Craig brought it up to me, but I liked the...
Chernobyl.
I liked that movie. Now, that's a biopic as opposed to this. There's a documentary that sometimes shows, like, reenact scenes, but, you know, nothing major. Just like, I believe a person was in a building, you know.
What do you like better? I imagine you like biopics because it movitizes it for you.
Of course. Of course I do. And they're just prettier. You ever you ever see them show the real people at the end of the movie? Hey, yo. Oh boy, good thing we got Hollywood actors.
Keith?
I'm just saying. I didn't say what movie. Well, they are covered in radiation, you know, so that's fair. But yeah, because I like Chernobyl, I saw this one. But it's the same. But I was kind of bored because it's the same thing. You know, it's just a shame it's in our country. But there's a leak. The government's lying to you. No need to leave. Surprise, you all have cancer or boils.
Hmm.
But I brought up the word psychopath. There's a guy on here. I'll show a picture to the camera, but I'll put it on our website. Who worked for the regulation company that obviously was lying and screwing people over and, you know, giving these people cancer. And he's like defending it. Like, they have cancer, but they believe that they got it from the plant. I don't believe they did, but that's their belief. Nothing I can say about it. It's like, motherfucker, if somebody says I gave them cancer, I'm going to have some documents of proof. He's like, no, we did the best we can with the information we had at the time. Why are you in this documentary?
Well, he's defending himself, isn't he?
Why did you show up? Just say the governing agency didn't respond. Not this retired guy going, how do you think it's going to work out? It reminds me of that movie, Three Identical Strangers. There are three kids born, and somehow the kids were, they were put in foster home. I think that's what it was. And then
Is this triplets?
The triplets, right. And then they separated the triplets.
And didn't tell each other.
They had the woman in charge of that on the documentary. What the? That is evil Nazi shit you're doing. And the woman's like, well, I thought we would learn some things about, like.
I think it's to defend themselves. I think it's.
But nobody's bringing you up. We don't know about you.
Yeah, but the documentary people got in touch with them.
No, thank you. I'm retired.
No, thank you. But now we're going to talk about this. Do you want your part seen or not?
No.
And I think people think that they can outspeak this.
Okay. Versus no one's going to know about you. Now I know this guy's name, Lake Barrett. Now I know this guy's face. Just shut up. They're not going to say Lake Barrett didn't respond. No one would know. No one would care.
I think these people think they're right. When you think you're right, you want to defend yourself.
But that's how psychotic you are, right? Is the word psychotic? Because even if you think you're right, what do you think this movie's going to think?
I think that's how people got on Jerry
I think this
Springer.
Movie's about, I think this movie's about, we're going to be fine with the whole town having cancer. I'll explain.
How do people get on, how does the Jerry Springer show, how did they continue to get people on that show where they know nobody comes out looking good?
You get a free ticket to New York City. You get the Lion King. They didn't give Lake Barrett the Lion King tickets. They came to his house.
But those people don't even think I'm going to come out looking bad. For some reason, they think it's going to be different for them.
Yeah.
Even though there's no evidence of it.
I'm going to look at the camera and say they got cancer, but I don't think it's from this town, even though the whole town has cancer. Mm-hmm. You're going to say that and people will be like, different sides of the coin. That's crazy. But my dad would do that. My dad would show up and thinks he could outsmart somebody. It's like, but my dad is a psychopath.
Yeah. Speaking of, the last time I heard you hit reply on an email he sent you and just said, fuck off.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
I'm sorry to misquote. I'm sorry. And there's more developing that I hear is going to come out on daddy issues.
There's exciting stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you have keithandthegirl.com/VIP. All right. So I remember talking to somebody about this, like, oh, my dad's a psychopath, like psychopath. You know, you start thinking a serial killer and all this stuff. Like, don't exaggerate, Keith. So I'm watching this. I'm thinking about that conversation. I'm watching this meltdown thinking, are these people psychopaths? How about I look up the word?
They're not all killers.
These are the traits of a psychopath. Feeling few, if any, emotions. Talking about my dad, check. Sadism, meaning pleasure from causing pain to others. I say yes. He loves to cause pain so that he can come in and fix the pain. Everything for attention. I say yes. Lack of care for others, of course. Pathological lying, of course. Charming personality. He wants to.
I think so.
He could fool people on one visit.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of fear. Yeah, he doesn't think things will come back to him. He refuses to believe us kids all talk to each other, and we've all told him we do. But he still tries to, you know, do weird triangulation, bunch of weird shit one at a time. Yeah, lack of fear, absolutely. Risk-taking behavior. Unreliable in relationships. Yeah. with his mom, certainly with his kids, and we had no friends or extended family visit.
He was unreliable in every way that you need to rely on a husband and father.
Yes. Inability to love. In his defense, yes, he is unable to love. No remorse for wrongdoing. Never apologized or was wrong for anything in his life.
In fact, all of you had to keep apologizing to him for no reason.
Yeah.
No, like literally, for if you guys don't know the story, your mother would, like, he'd stop talking to your mother, and your mother, just to end it, she would have all of you guys sign an apology card, right?
Right. Yeah.
Just say you're sorry.
Just say you're sorry so I can end this stupidity, kids.
And what is sorry about? Like, what was even in the letter?
We don't even know what we did. It was all about respect, but, you know, nothing. He was just sick of having kids around. So he tried to be dramatic. He liked to be dramatic. Like, I'm going to go out for a drive, but I don't know if I'll come back and get my own apartment or not.
Jeez.
But when I come back, there's not a letter. I think that's it.
He would actually say that?
Yeah.
So he's threatening.
And we're all thinking, please move to another. First of all, right. I know the money you have. You can't. You won't. Mm. But surprise, surprise, our letter's going to be just fine.
Wait, so he was threatening. I get that he's threatening to leave the kids, but essentially he's threatening to leave your mom a lot.
Yeah.
And she's apologizing too.
It sounds like it.
Oh, it's sort of like...
The letter's ours, though. The letter's ours. But yes, it does sound like it.
Because you didn't get your kids in order. Get your kids in order. Get them to apologize to me, or I'm not coming back. Not because of you, because you can't get your kids in order.
Yeah.
That's abusive.
Poor judgment. The lack of life goals. No shit. Mm. And it's funny because almost like people try to downplay R. Kelly or Michael Jackson or this kind of thing. People try to downplay, like, okay, you're saying psychopath, Keith, about your dad. Maybe you mean sociopath. Well, first of all, you didn't go to health school for it. But I just looked psychopath. But let's look up sociopath. Breaking the law. Well, I think he's on the run. That's why he has no friends or extended family. That's what I think. Physical aggression. He wishes. He wishes he was physical.
Yeah.
But okay. We'll put no for both of those. How about that? Manipulation of other people for personal gain. Check. Anger and hostility. Check. Unpredictable mood swings. Check. Impulsive behaviors. Check. Chaotic and dramatic life. Check. Everyone's always out to get him. He knows that people in my mom's living facility are trying to kill her. Yeah, I guarantee he says that to her. Like, I have an eye on this, but somebody tried to sabotage your wheelchair. But I got you, honey. And who knows what's collecting in her dementia brain.
Oh, my God.
The exploitation of other people, of course. Irresponsibility, no guilt or remorse. No guilt or remorse. So he's both. He's both.
I would say he's the first one. What's the first one?
Psychopath.
He sounds more like a psychopath, right?
It sounds like both to me, but sure.
Well, only because you didn't tick off the first two of a sociopath.
Right. I only ticked off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That'd be me going, the first two, I doubt I'm an alcoholic.
Well, either way, why can't Keith's dad be a psychopath? Why? Because it's Keith's dad? Somebody's dad is a psychopath.
Maybe then it's like, my dad was an asshole and I don't want my dad to be a psychopath.
He doesn't have to be. He could just be an asshole.
Right.
It's fine. We have words for everybody, guys.
Oh, well. I see that there's a new Firestarter movie out right now.
What's that mean?
So there was Firestarter was a speaking of Stephen King. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Firestarter was a Stephen King book. Drew Barrymore's probably first movie or one of them.
Oh, okay.
She gets angry and she can just stare at you and set you on fire. But I don't really remember it, so I assume that means it's bad. They remade it. It's in theaters and on Peacock, NBC's streaming service.
Okay.
That means not okay.
Okay, now I have a question. Yes. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is an indie film.
Yeah.
And is going to be in the back of the theater, only in selected theaters. What about this movie?
Everywhere, All the Time, How You Been Doing isn't streaming on TV because it's a good movie. These movies, especially now that people are walking around, that also stream immediately, always suck balls. And I haven't seen it, but I do see it as 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is this considered, will it get the good theater in a multiplex, for example?
Firestarter? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Now they are, they somehow did their research and they know. They're like, this sucks. It goes on Peacock. You get the theater in the back.
Okay. I'm just now comparing movies because I can't believe that Everything Everywhere All at Once was in the shitty theater in the back because it was amazing. Right. We're going to see it again on Thursday.
Okay. Like, for example, Top Gun 2, that won't be streaming on Peacock while it's in theaters. Okay, let me put it that way. That's
There's
the
Top
difference.
Top Gun 2?
Oh, Hemda.
Did we talk about it already?
Probably alluded to, but it's Top Gun Maverick. And Val Kilmer, the guy that played Iceman, you know, that chomps his teeth at the, yeah, I'm dangerous, you know, starts eating them. He's in this new one, but he can't, Val Kilmer can't talk.
How old is he?
I don't, probably the same age. He had cancer and face work and, you know, he looks completely different and he can't talk.
Oh.
And I'm just guessing, how's he communicating in this movie? I say they're going to use, this is my guess, my prediction. I say they're going to use old footage of him talking or his son talk. His son talked in a documentary. So maybe his son will do the voice and they'll put on a Zoom filter.
Oh my God, I just looked him up.
There's that's not the Iceman, you know.
That's a different person. Wow.
They're not going to have Iceman like that in the movie. Doesn't matter if it's sad what happened or what. And he was in a plane crash. Maybe he's all bandaged up.
Is he a superhero in this movie?
In Top Gun?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he active in this movie?
It sounds like there's dialogue.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to be in a plane.
Why Val Kilmer? Was there something signed a long time ago?
Not just because everybody likes nostalgia. But but you can Google Kelly McGinnis. She's not going to be in it again.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Maybe they'll
have the first one?
Did I like the first one? Yeah, sure. Everybody did. You know, not too much airplanes, not enough volleyball. But yeah, of course I did.
I don't think I ever saw it.
That's funny.
I don't know that I would like it.
I'm reading here, Val Kilmer will be on a Zoom call with Tom Cruise's character. The filter they use will be the one Hillary Duff used in Woman's Health.
Stop it.
That's interesting. So maybe it'll work out. What do I know?
So ridiculous.
I'm excited. I'll see it. Val Kilmer was
You
the
will
best.
See it, won't you?
Well, yeah, it's Top Gun 2. He's got the Need for Speed.
That is what they sound like in meetings. They're like, well, they see this movie if we put this in it and that position. And then somebody else in the meeting goes, it's Top Gun 2. And they're like, greenlit.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise in general, for him being a wacko, he makes good movies. And he doesn't like looking stupid. And that it does. I mean, you're like, who does like looking stupid? It seems like some of these actors don't mind too much. Tom Cruise minds. Tom Cruise has a huge fucking ego and he minds. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. I've never been a Tom Cruise person, you know, and
but you wouldn't know. You didn't see Top Gun.
But I grew up where people were like, oh my God, he's the hottest guy. And I don't know. I just saw him. He seems like a dweeb.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like he seems like he's trying hard in interviews.
Yeah. He's like, I'm super cool guy. I'm like, I don't think you are. I think you're a regular guy. And if you were a regular guy, I'd be like, that's a cool regular guy. But it's like, I'm like just in a, it seems a little too much.
I thought you'd like Tom Cruise because during silent trailers, you think every single actor, man, woman, and other is Tom Cruise.
Well, those actors should look at themselves.
And?
And you're not as cool as you are.
All right. There you go.
But, you know, disappear into the role. Stop disappearing into what Tom Cruise looks like. I don't know. Do better.
Come to think all the actors are doing Tom Cruise impressions.
Maybe they are.
All right. Don't forget.
Doing well.
KeithNagurl.com/VIP. We got new Diamond Dogs over there. Let me know if you figured out this fucking sex toy. Max 2, it's called. Let me know. But we talk about it on Diamond Dogs because I don't really get it. And surprise, surprise, they don't let you return it after you fuck it. And also new daddy issues coming up. And of course, today, what are we ready?
Today, we are recording with the Morrows,
yes.
Rod and Karen Morrow from The Black Guy Who Tips, and we're going to review all of last week, and I bet we'll review Silent Trailers because they were there, too. Congratulations.
Thank you. If you remember, I had food poisoning and still kicked her ass. That is coming off not a couple days earlier. Number one in poker in the Keith and Girl chat.
That's right. Everyone hated you that
night. They hated me.
Hate all over the place. Well-deserved hate, but congratulations.
Thank you, because we're having a, you know, every 6 months or so, we have a...
Poker championship.
A championship. And this one's on the 26th this month with people that got number one in other tournaments. And it looks
this
like
26th
I...
of June.
26th yes. of June. 26th yes. of June?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It's next month.
The really?
Yep, the championship.
What?
Yep. Are you looking at your printout?
Looking at my wall calendar. 26th oh. of June.
Yes.
Well, the only reason I won is because I thought it was the 26th of May and people are just going to be like, oh, Keith's in the tournament because it's Keith. He didn't earn his way. That's the only reason I won. I didn't even know.
Well, there's still time to get into the championships. And we have really good prizes for championships, like backstage passes for like a year, things like that. Right. So if you want, join us on Wednesday night. It's absolutely free, or just come to hang out. And the winners from Wednesday night poker, so Keith gets to be in it, come to the private chat and the private championship for really great Keith and the Girl prizes.
Well, guys, I didn't know.
Keith is still confused. Look at you.
Well, I feel bad for winning now. I wouldn't have tried hard and beat everybody. I can do it anytime I want. I can do it anytime I want. And so that's why I decided to do it then.
But now they still have a chance. There's like four more chances to get into the championship.
Yeah, but man, you get that feeling of winning. You don't want to stop.
Come stop Keith this Wednesday night. Make it stop.